On they ran, some of the men and women leading from ahead, some yelling encouragement from behind. They reached another set of glass doors and went through them into a massive downpour of rain, falling from a black sky. Nothing was visible but dull sparkles flashing off the pounding sheets of water. The leader didn't stop moving until they reached a huge bus, its sides dented and scarred, most of the windows webbed with cracks. Rain sluiced down it all, making Thomas imagine a huge beast cresting out of the ocean.
"Get on!" the man screamed. "Hurry!"
They did, forming into a tight pack behind the door as they entered, one by one. It seemed to take forever, gliders pushing and scrambling their way up the three stairs and into the seats. Thomas was at the back, Teresa right in front of him. Thomas looked up into the sky, felt the water beat against his face. It was warm, almost hot, had a weird thickness to it. Oddly, it helped break him out of his funk, snap him to attention. Maybe it was just the ferocity of the deluge. He focused on the bus, on Teresa, on escape. They were almost to the door when a hand suddenly slammed against his shoulder, gripping his shirt. He cried out as someone jerked him backward, ripping his hand out of Teresa's. He saw her spin around just in time to watch as he slammed into the ground, throwing up a spray of water. A bolt of pain shot down his spine as a woman's head appeared 2 inches above him, upside down, blocking out Teresa. Greasy hair hung down, touching Thomas, framing a face hidden in shadow. A horrible smell filled his nostrils, like eggs and milk gone rotten. The woman pulled back enough for someone's flashlight to reveal her features. Pale, wrinkly skin, covered in horrible sores, oozing with pus. Sheer terror filled Thomas, froze him.
"Gonna save us all,"
the hideous woman said, spit flying out of her mouth, spraying Thomas.
"Gonna save us from the flare."
She laughed, not much more than a hacking cough. The woman yelped when one of the rescuers grabbed her with both hands and yanked her off Thomas, who recovered his wits and scrambled to his feet. He backed into Teresa, staring as the man dragged the woman away, her legs kicking out weakly, her eyes on Thomas. She pointed at him, called out,
"Don't believe a word they tell you! Gonna save us from the flare, you are!"
When the man was several yards from the bus, he tossed the woman to the ground.
"Stay put or I'll shoot you dead," he yelled at her.
Then he turned to Thomas.
"Get on the bus."
Thomas, so terrified by the ordeal that his body shook, turned and followed Teresa up the stairs and into the aisle of the bus. Wide eyes watched him as they walked all the way to the back seat and plopped down. They huddled together. Black water washed down the windows outside. The rain drummed on the roof, heavy. Thunder shook the skies above them.
"What was that?" Teresa said in his mind.
Thomas couldn't answer, just shook his head. Thoughts of Chuck flooded him again, replacing the crazy woman, deadening his heart. He just didn't care, didn't feel any relief at escaping the maze. Chuck. One of the rescuers, a woman, sat across from Thomas and Teresa. The leader who'd spoken to them earlier climbed onto the bus and took a seat at the wheel, cranked up the engine. The bus started rolling forward. Just as it did, Thomas saw a flash of movement outside the window. The sore-riddled woman had gotten to her feet, was sprinting toward the front of the bus, waving her arms wildly, screaming something drowned out by the sounds of the storm. Her eyes were lit with lunacy, or terror. Thomas couldn't tell which. He leaned toward the glass of the window as she disappeared from his view up ahead.
"Wait!"
Thomas shrieked, but no one heard him. Or if they did, they didn't care. The driver gunned the engine. The bus lurched as it slammed into the woman's body. A thump almost jolted Thomas out of his seat as the front wheels ran over her, quickly followed by a second thump, the back wheels. Thomas looked at Teresa, saw the sickened look on her face that surely mirrored his own. Without a word, the driver kept his foot on the gas and the bus plowed forward, driving off into the rain-swept night.